بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. تسبیح آف حضرت فاطمہ علیہ السلام. اٹس سیکرٹس, اٹس فیورز اینڈ میریکولس افیکٹس. امنگ دیم از پروٹیکشن فرام ہارڈ ہارٹڈنیس اینڈ ریچڈنیس. ایوری ون از اسٹرائیونگ ٹوورڈز پراسپیرٹی and tries to be away from shaqawa, from wretchedness. But as man selects his own way with his own free will, sometimes he makes the right selection, that is the path to guidance, and sometimes the wrong selection, which leads to destruction. Wretchedness and a bad end is something every person fears. Those without insight are not aware of how this life is passing. Those who possess the insight due to the fear of an eternal punishment seek help from prayers and whispering to their Lord to keep them away from wretchedness and bring them closer to the eternal prosperity. Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salam says, Ya Aba Harun, Inna na'muru sibyanana bitasbihi Fatima alayhi salam, kama na'muruhum bis-salat falzimhu, fa'innahu lam yalzimhu abdun fashaqam. O Aba Harun, we instruct our children to recite the tasbih of Fatima alayhi salam, as we instruct them towards prayers. So you too preserve it and abide by it. Indeed, one who abided by it is never wretched. With the tasbih of Hazrat Zahra alayhi salam, shaitan is distanced and the pleasure of Allah is sought. No doubt shaitan is man's only and the ultimate enemy. According to the verses of the Holy Quran, shaitan is the sworn enemy of man. He tries to deviate man in every way possible. That's why man is constantly under the satanic temptations and ambush. A few are in constant battle moving away from shaitan, and he too follows them constantly. It may so happen that they ultimately give up and surrender to shaitan. A few immunize themselves and try to distance shaitan from them by continuous remembrance, thoughts, actions and recitals. This is a tough way, and those successful arrive to the rank of nafs-e mutma'inna, the soul at rest, and to them shaitan has no access. The moment one drove shaitan away, submitted to obedience, and was sincere in his actions, recitals and worship, he attracts the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Because the traps of shaitan and his temptations are the greatest barriers to attracting his pleasure. Indeed, seeking the pleasure of the Almighty Allah is the utmost endeavor of everyone in search of right and righteousness. One of the ways to drive away shaitan from man is to seek the pleasure of God, and that is by persistence in the recitation of the tasbih of Hazrat Zahra alayhi salam. In a report, Imam Baqir alayhi salam says, one who glorifies by reciting the tasbih of Fatima alayhi salam and then seeks forgiveness will be forgiven. With the tongue it is 100, In the scale of actions, its count is 1,000 in reward, and it drives shaitan away and pleases the merciful Lord. In an authentic report from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, when one intends to sleep in his bed, an angel and a deceiving shaitan come to him. The angel says to him, "End your day with goodness and start a benevolent night." Shaitan says, "End your day with a sin and start your night with disobedience." Obeying the angel, if he recites the tasbih of Hazrat Zahra alayhi salam, the angel drives shaitan away from him and protects him until he wakes up. Again, shaitan comes to him and instructs to sin and the angel to goodness. If he obeyed the angel and recited the tasbih of Hazrat Fatima alayhi salam, the angel will drive the shaitan away from him and the Almighty Allah will register the reward of an entire night of worship in his performance report. One of the companions of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam complains to the Imam of being hard in hearing. In reply, the Imam said, "Alayka bi tasbihi Fatima alayhi salam. Upon you is to recite the tasbih of Fatima alayhi salam." The man said, "And what is the tasbih of Fatima alayhi salam?" Imam replied, "Allahu Akbar 34 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, Subhanallah 33 times." The man said, "I did it for a while and my hearing got better." Tasbih of Zahra alayhi salam is protection from the hell and hypocrisy. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said, "The tasbih of Hazrat Zahra is counted among dhikr kathir, remembrance in abundance mentioned in the glorious Quran." Says tasbih Fatima al-Zahra alayhi salam min al-dhikr al-kathir alladhi qala Allah azza wa jal wadhkuru Allah dhikran kathira. Furthermore, the Apostle sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has said, "Man akthara dhikrullahi azza wa jal ahabbahu Allah, wa man dhakara Allah kathira kutibat lahu bara'atan, bara'atun minan nar wa bara'atun minan nifaq." One who remembers Allah a lot, Allah will love him, and one who remembered Allah a lot will be written among those who are protected. Protection from the fire and protection from hypocrisy. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam has said, "One who glorifies by the tasbih of Fatima alayhi salam before he moves his legs after his mandatory prayers, the Almighty Allah has forgiven him by bestowing his special share of mercy." One may say that how can a simple tasbih have such miraculous effects? Yes, it is a simple tasbih, but before the aware, it is an ocean of ma'rifah, awareness and secrets of tawheed. Reciting it too is very simple, but if performed good, in a good mood, with the presence of one's heart and soul, you will notice for yourself that it does solve and make tough tasks simple. Allahu Akbar 34 times, Alhamdulillah 33 times, Subhanallah 33 times. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Ya nadhal haqq al-kamin في عمق الوجدان
في عمق الوجدان
يا ثار العشق الساكن آيات القرآن
آيات القرآن
يا نبض الحق الكامل في عمق الوجدان
في عمق الوجدان
يا ثار العشق الساكن آيات القرآن
آيات القرآن
يا قلبا كلمه الله يا روحا أنست لقيا يا قلبا كلمه الله يا روحا أنست لقيا هل يدري العالم من أنت من أي الأفلاك أتيت هل يدري العالم من أنت من أي الأفلاك أتيت يا نظرة وحي الجبار في قلب محمد تستودع كل الأسرار وعلي يشهد يا نظرة وحي الجبار في قلب محمد تستودع كل الأسرار وعلي يشهد يا نور الله يا سر الله يا نور الله يا سر الله يا سجدة كل الأكوان.